When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You don't have a money problem, but rather an idea problem. You see, you don't need a lot of money to invest in real estate. You just need some creative ideas. Boom! And in the world of the epic real estate investor, we call these creative ideas terms. Terms like equity sharing, options, lease options, agreement for deed, seller carryback, subject to, wraps, all-inclusive trust deed, and so much more. Right now, though, I'm going to show you a wrap and how it works. Wrap is short for wraparound mortgage. Some states refer to it as the all-inclusive trust deed. Doesn't sound terribly exciting, I know. But with the amount of no money down income property you can buy using wraps, it's pretty slick. Your financial freedom, not to mention your overall wealth, can grow 10 times faster. I did say 10 times faster. Then all of those people going to work every day, making sacrifices, saving their money in things like a 401k, and having to wait 30 to 40 years before they can even begin to enjoy it. Can you believe that's the plan we've all been told to follow? Life is short. You've got options, much faster options, and wraps can be an instrumental part in picking up the pace and retiring early.
This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
The term wrap, or wraparound mortgage, those are used interchangeably and pretty loosely at that. Most of the time when someone mentions a wrap, they're talking about an all-inclusive mortgage or all-inclusive trust deed, an AITD. It depends on which state you live in as to which one you'd use, but they're both pretty much the same thing. A wrap, it's a type of junior loan, which wraps or includes the current note due on the property. Typically, we begin with a subject to deal, what we discussed in the last lesson, and then add to it a seller carryback mortgage, what we discussed two lessons ago. It's called a wrap because we're taking the newly created seller carryback mortgage and wrapping it around the seller's existing mortgage to form one single mortgage, or an all-inclusive mortgage. It looks like this. We'll take this house, valued at $300,000, and the motivated seller has accepted your offer of $250,000. The seller has an underlying mortgage on the property of $175,000 at 6% interest. And you don't have the money to pay that off. So you suggest to the seller that you'll take over the payments of that mortgage and then pay the difference in the form of a second seller-financed mortgage. The seller agrees and carries back that second mortgage in the amount of $75,000 at 8% interest. The existing mortgage payment is $1,049 and the seller carryback mortgage payment is $550. You'll wrap that second mortgage around the first to form an all-inclusive mortgage or an all-inclusive trust deed. Like I said, depending on what state you live in. You then make a combined payment of the two of $1,599. $1,049 goes to the existing mortgage and $550 goes to the seller. But wait, there's more to wraps. We've only cracked the surface. The wrap is key in getting control of more property. The name of the game, control. Creative financing like this is the tactic. And by wrapping a new mortgage around an existing mortgage with a lower interest rate, you can often save money too, due to the blended nature of the new interest rate created by the combination of the two mortgages. You have a 6% interest rate on the first loan and an 8% interest rate on the second. And at first glance, you might think you're getting a combined interest rate of 7%, but that's not the case. Due to the amount of each individual loan, the actual blended rate will be closer to the lower rate than the higher one because of the larger amount in the original loan. Another benefit of using wraps is that they offer more flexibility and allow you to negotiate many more terms than you could than by just taking over the property subject to and paying boring old cash for the difference. Why pay with your cash when you can pay with terms. These negotiable terms include, but aren't limited to, the payment amount, interest rate, maturity date, equity sharing, moratorium, deferments. I mean, every single ingredient in the whole enchilada is 100% negotiable. You're only limited by your own creativity. For a complete list of these ingredients, these negotiable creative terms, you can grab a copy of the same cheat sheets that I give to my private REI ACE clients. You can get those at epicbreakthrough.com. And the next lesson, I'm going to show you how to present these creative offers to a seller so that they don't feel like you're trying to scam them. And they'll be more inclined this way to consider and accept your offer, of where you'll both end up in a much better position, having created a win-win solution for you both. That's always the best outcome. And then I'll show you how to find these types of creative deals so you can use more of your new creative ideas than your actual money to build your real estate portfolio and your overall wealth. So click the subscribe button right now because you won't want to miss that and many more of these ideas to come. And who do you know that also may be interested in creative real estate investing like this? When that person comes to mind, please share this with them. See you next time.
Yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.